My name is Trevor Lang. I am 29 years old. Today is August 25th, and I'm speaking with Sarah Lang, who is my wife. We are recording this interview in Benton City, Washington. Yeah. Nora, my daughter, is also here. She will be adding comedic dialogue throughout. Overall, how would you say your first camping trip went?
I think it went really well. There are more timeouts involved than I thought. But it was fun. It was a little more stressful with the kids because we had to keep Nora from eating rocks all the time. But overall, I think it was fun.
Thank you. Did you have any fears or doubts or worries or any uneasiness before the trip? And by this, let me kind of add to it. Fears such as not enough food, afraid of, you know, scary animals in the woods or anything like that that maybe weren't prepared for that you thought might be an issue.
Yeah, I was...
No, I can't stop it. And I have to share this.
I was afraid that there wasn't going to be enough food because we didn't really plan a ton beforehand. And also the safety issue. I thought more issue. Parker was going to get hurt more. Or chasing after an animal if he saw one or something like that. But more the food, like we were unprepared. I thought we were unprepared.
Okay. Were any of those fears realized?
No, I mean, we had way more food than we needed. Even with another family, we had a lot of food in between both of us.
Nora.
And Parker didn't get hurt because he was in timeout practically the whole time. But no.
Okay. Do you think the size of our group made camping more or less stressful? I'd like you to think in terms of food preparation or distribution, activities, and those kind of things.
In ways, I feel like it helped and added stress because with another set of parents, we had another set of eyes on our kids. But since they were older, it was kind of more stressful because our littler kids wanted to do what the bigger kids were doing. So that's kind of made it stressful. And... yeah, I guess I was planning to share more of the food. That's why it was really important for me to have like a meal plan done, and then no one ended up eating really much of anything. So, can both be an answer?
Yeah. Some elements were more stressful, some elements were less stressful. Okay. Were there things that we forgot or were unable to bring that would have made the trip more comfortable?
Probably more sleeping bags would have been nice. And maybe more games to play with the kids because there were times where they got bored after we went hiking or... And we wanted to kind of relax a little bit, but they were wanting to do other things. So I think that would have been helpful.
Oh, children. Okay, and our last question. On a scale from 1 to 5, how likely are you to go camping again?
5 being yes.
Yes, 5. So 1 being like, you're never going to drag me out in the woods ever again. And 5 being like, when can we go? Because I really want to go right now.
Right now. I would 100% go camping again. But maybe in a couple of years. When Nora's a little bit older. Or we can just find... If I would go camping tomorrow if we had a perfect camping spot that wasn't full of gravel and was a little bit easier to have a one-year-old at.
Or like an RV.
Or, yeah, an RV. Nora.
So this... Right here is what we're talking about. Yeah, that's Daddy's camera. Just leave it. No. All right, thank you so much for the interview. This concludes the interview. I'm going to go ahead and take care of that. And thank you so much for the interview. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
The end.